In the Gospel of Luke, we read of a woman who had been hemorrhaging for 12 years. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. She spent everything she had to find a cure, but to no avail. As Jesus walked through the crowd of people, she came up behind him and touched the tassel of his cloak. Immediately, her bleeding stopped and she was cured. Now, at that time in history, it was unlawful for a woman to touch any man or his clothing. And by virtue of her bleeding, she would have been declared to be unclean and would not have even been allowed to be in the crowd of people. In essence, this woman broke the law. But Jesus said, "Someone has touched me, for I know that power has gone out of me." And as the crowd grew, many people were pushing on Jesus and his apostles, but this was different. This wasn't accidental contact. This was a woman who made it a point to touch the cloak of Jesus on purpose. When she realized that Jesus was aware of her contact, she humbly came forward and explained why she had touched him and that she was immediately healed. Jesus' reaction surprised the crowd. He said, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Now, there are two things significant here. One is that she approached Jesus ashamed and humble. She reached out to touch his cloak. She was cured, not by any magical power of his garments, but by her faith in him. And secondly, Jesus recognized this faith and asked her to profess it verbally before all. In fear and trembling, she explained what had happened to everyone. And when she finished, Jesus called her daughter, a phrase he used very sparingly in the Gospels, and assured her that her faith had saved her. Do we share the same faith as the woman in this parable? Are we willing to put our faith in Jesus even if we've exhausted all other means? And when we receive healing from our Lord, are we willing to humbly share our story with others? Are we willing to say, "I believed, I touched, I was healed"? Not only was it a quiet faith that saved her, but it was her willingness to declare that faith, to put her faith into action. And our Lord offered her peace. Isn't that what we are all longing for? We know that we will, at some times in our lives, have suffering and troubles. But to have peace in the midst of these troubles makes things bearable. Jesus has compassion for the marginalized, the unclean, for women, foreigners, and even for the thief crucified next to him on the cross. Jesus will not hold himself apart from them, but is fully present in his compassion. And he has that same compassion for you too. Are you facing an illness that has stressed you out? Believe, touch, and be healed. Is your marriage on the rocks? Believe, touch, and be healed. Have you recently lost your job and are finding it tough to find a new one? Then believe, touch, and be healed. Have your adult children left the faith and nothing you can say will bring them back to God? Believe, touch, and be healed. We need to put our complete trust in Jesus. We need to touch him with our prayers and adorations, and we will be healed by his compassion. And he will call you daughter or son and grant you his precious gift of peace. This is Tony Agnese.